This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, November 13th. Well, the wheat markets last week were mixed. We had Kansas City down 3 for the week. Minneapolis was up 9. Chicago was up 3. In corn, we were down 13. Soybeans were up 6. So it looks like, you know, the crop report last week, bit of a drag for corn and soybeans, corn pushing into new lows, breaking below this long trading range that they've been in. Soybeans came under a bit of pressure late last week as the forecast in Brazil seemed to moderate a bit, bringing some rain into the forecast about 2 weeks out. So we'll see if that happens. So, you know, the grain complex just kind of struggling to maintain any upward momentum. Soybeans are really the leader, if anything, on the upside. We are watching Brazil very closely. Central and northern part of Brazil has been wicked hot, and it's going to stay that way. The next 5-6 days, it's going to be over 110 degrees almost every day for central and northern Brazil, whereas southern Brazil continues to get rain. In fact, it's going to be flooding here over the next couple days. So it's quite a difference in what's going on in Brazil. Argentina's in much better shape as they've had better rain, and those crops should get off to a good start. But with Brazil, this has been going on for several weeks now. Farmers have been slowing down soybean planting, waiting for some moisture. And those that did plant, germination is spotty. And the question is, are they going to replant if they do get some moisture? At this point, it appears that for those who opt to replant, they kind of pretty much take off the table of having a second season corn crop. That becomes a very big deal down the road because Brazil is a huge supplier of corn to the world market, and almost all of it comes from that second season corn crop. So we're still, you know, on a knife's edge here with Brazil. The forecast for the next 7 days is just brutal, hot and dry. And then after that, it does bring in some light rains to the central and northern part of Brazil. Beyond that, it returns to warm and dry. So we'll see. You know, we'll see if those rains come. They don't look like it's a big, massive system, but they are still in the forecast. And I think that's what's keeping a lid on the soybean market. If the rains don't materialize, or if this drought continues with Brazil, you know, that's going to shoot soybeans a lot higher, and it's going to pull corn higher as well, and ultimately wheat. That's really what is driving the market here, is pretty much centered on the soybean crop. Export sales last week, wheat 354,000 tons. South Korea took 140,000, unknown took 70,000. For the year, we're at 11.7 million tons sold. That is down 800,000 from last year. It's a drop of 6%. We're at 62% sold of USDA's projections. That's 3 points behind the average. In corn, export sales last week were 1.1 million tons. Mexico took 385,000. Unknown took 229,000. For the year, we're at 19.3 million tons sold. That's up 4.6 million tons over last year. That's a jump of 31%. For USDA's projections, we're at 38% sold, which is actually 7 points behind the average. Even though we're way ahead of last year, we're still behind on what the pace would be to meet USDA's projections. Soybean export sales are 1.1 million tons. China took 692,000 of that. For the year, export sales are at 24.2 million tons. That's down 8.6 from last year. That's a drop of 26%. For USDA's projections, we're at 51% sold. It's running 10 points behind the average pace. World FOB offers at the Gulf, U.S. soft red winter wheat is quoted at $248 a ton. That's up $3 a ton from last week. Hard red winter wheat was unchanged at $290. In Ukraine, at $188 a ton, that's up $10 from the previous week. Russia's at $230 a ton, that's up $5. Romania's at $248 a ton, that's up $3. France is at $250, that's down $1. Argentina's at 245, that's down 5. In corn, at the Gulf, we're at $210 a ton, that's down 5. Off the PNW, we're at 235, which is unchanged. Ukraine's at 167, that's up 7. Argentina's at 210, down 5. Brazil's at 215, down 5. In soybeans out of the Gulf, we're at $525 a ton, that's up 8. Argentina's at 550, that's unchanged. And Brazil is at 525, which is down 5. So moving forward, I would expect grains to be pretty lackluster, unless the drought continues in Brazil. But soybeans are the leader. Wheat just can't find any traction here. As long as Russia's dumping grain on the world market, it's going to be difficult. And I think that's going to continue until it gets cold enough in the Black Sea to slow things down. Ukraine probably will really slow down when it turns cold. Russia has deep water ports and they can continue to export, but it will slow things down for them as well. So unfortunately, it's hard to make a case here for wheat. It just doesn't give us anything. We can make an argument to be bullish, especially with the war in the Black Sea, but the market just is not responding. And the cash trade is pretty flat as well. So really all eyes are on Brazil, the weather. It's ominous, but with this forecast of rain sticking around, it's just difficult to rally the market as long as there's still time to help the crop, which obviously there is. And that's going to keep a lid on things. So if those rains don't come, then this market really propels forward and that brings everything along with it. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.